about?
Okay.
As usual, my name is Mr. Dan. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of The Bow. So today on The Bow, we are talking about news of avoidance. You know, these days in Nigeria and all over the world, the newsrooms give out the happenings around the world, which some people may regard as bizarre, as the happenings can be extreme, absurd, gory, etc. You know, as the world evolves, things happen, and we just live to learn. We don't know. We actually don't know all the things happening because we're not in every country, but we get to know some of these things happening. And we know that the UN SDGs goals 3 is to promote the good health and well-being of the people. You know, however, these days people are avoiding bad news happenings around the world in order to protect, safeguard their mental health, and thereby prevent depression or suicidal thoughts or suicide itself. You know, according to Reuters Institute Digital News report of 30th May 2017, there are statistics of countries that practice this news of avoidance, and you know, I decided to pick just some because of our podcast. Like Turkey, 57% of the population of Turkey practices it, 28% of Canada practices it, 29% of France practices this news of avoidance, 24% of people in Germany practice it, and 38% of people in the United States of America practices it. And it just doesn't stop there. These are just few countries that I selected, you know, from the already existing report. So these people from these countries practice news of avoidance majorly for these reasons. One, because news spoils their mood. Two, they consider some news source as unreliable. You know, some will say, ah, it's fake news. Three, the graphic images could be so disturbing for them. Four, the news in its entirety prevents them from concentrating, more like giving them trauma, you know, just quite disturbing. So no matter how you avoid it, you need news in order to be aware of your surroundings and enable you to be better equipped to be part of the sustainable development where you are, around you. So here at The Bow, we recommend people practice news of avoidance, that the people practicing news of avoidance should do the following things. One, they should check news few times a day. Secondly, they should check news for a few minutes per day. And thirdly, they should seek news in variety. Not just go for news, politics, go for other things, entertainment, funny news, quiz of the day, you know, weather forecast, you know, just go around the news. Or if none of that works, they should totally engage from news, you know. You know, for me, as I end this podcast, one of the board of directors of The Bow podcast met me some weeks ago and was asking me in public, how do you cope? And I told him, sir, we are the media. I mean, as a journalist, we're the ones to give the people hope. So as much as I try to, you know, balance and listen to some news, you know, practice a little bit of this news of avoidance, I should also be in ethical to give out fact-check news as it is without painting it to favor any person, any tribe, any political group, or any country. So that is it on today's edition of The Bow, News of Avoidance. Thank you everybody for listening to today's edition of The Bow. And as usual, in God we trust. Bye-bye.